Blog Talk Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. If it ain't popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women, cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money on money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The poor honeys, I didn't need money. I was getting plenty back when I was living bummy. Funny is the man who trying to take something from me. Dummy, what you think, I wouldn't see it coming? Now I am, and always will be. Giving y'all 100% the real me. No imitation, mimicking the last. I'm headed for the future, you living in the past. I get cash, spend it off and I laugh it off. Money is no longer a problem. I don't acknowledge my enemies till they mask is off. Add them to the equation and solve them. I wake up early in the a.m., hit the gas and I'm gone. Riding through the city with my high beams on. I flip the script for the Skrilla, turned on my dreams. Cash rules everything around me, creaming dollar bills.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
Life of a ghost, the things that I fight with the most. The problems money bring a younger without sight or a coach. I write for the toast to the heights and flights to the coast. Till greatness fades away with Mike in the post. Zend out, laxing in Phil's chair. Build rare enlightening in quotes. Villain air still aware that I'm discipling folks. Gangsta shit, not one of Larry's guys. Rather carry fives, very wise through these very times. Block sights, toss that ghost life decal on it. Turn it to the sky, make a sign of hope out of that spotlight. Pull my hardest out the darkness, keep my scotch bright. Investors clipping cigars, anticipating my stock spike. Money came by freedom, word to the homie Kane. Days Raekwon wishes the Cuban link was his only chain. Catch me with Coley gang, stogies full of potent strains. Dodging my homies, telling tenderonies to OBA.
Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild. Lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
The difference between us, I let whatever's on my mind spill. You're quick to quit something and me and Jerry on the grind still. Trying to find bills, we don't really pursue the fame. I'm trying to get money, my dudes are trying to do the same. And if that means that every night's just another city, then I don't need family, all I need is my brothers with me and a ton of sticky. It don't matter the cost of sale. My goal is not to succeed, my goal is just not to fail. We got it locked like jail and enough to post bail. And it seems respect goes to those with the most mail. Stashing and stacking checks and debts in a safety box. And if you had one chance to soda pop, you wouldn't chase the shot. I pace a lot through basic plots when the nights are long. To record companies give a million reasons to write a song. And that's dollar bills upon dollar bills. Tweeting with hip-hop heads that call us ill cause they follow skill. Dollar bills upon dollar bills. The reason these fans will call them ill. Stacking money, y'all money stacks. Attract the women cause honey lacks. Piles of currency on currency piles. Lifestyle is currently wild.
lifestyle is currently wild. Dollar bills upon dollar bills.
God, oh God.
Boy, boy.
I've been working all goddamn year. I just got my check. I'm about to spend it all on me. I'm worth it. Yeah.
Hold up.
Hold up.
Tell me what you say.
What you say.
Pull up.
Word.
Watch these motherfuckers freak.
Watch them
say what up, though, when you see me in the street. Good music in this bitch. I drop that motherfucking beat.
Okay, now this to all of my enemies. I see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating hoes. That see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. This to all of my old hoes. That see me getting guap right now.
I need a 17 promenade.
Right,
I need a jailhouse to free my dog.
Right,
I done pay taxes, pay dues, pay bills my whole life. So I'ma throw money in the air like I'm trying to pay the sky.
Oh, yeah.
Told myself that, man, if I can't live like this, I'd rather die. I give it up to God and he always replies. Control your hoes. You let it talk to you crazy.
What?
You got baby mama drama. You ain't even got you no baby. You fugazi. Boss up. Boss up with your time, dawg. You ain't got time for no hoes. I ain't even got time for no time off. I'm on.
All of my enemies that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, it won't stop right now. This to all of my old hoes that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, it won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now.
Okay, I need 50K large.
Right now.
My homie just beat the charge.
Right now.
My brother need a new job.
Right now.
So I be going so hard.
Right now. I need my face on the black card.
Right now.
My iPhone need a charge.
Right now.
My fist tank need charge.
Right now.
I need a blip to say the world's hard.
Right now.
So these niggas can know.
No.
I do what they can't.
They can't.
I'm standing for all.
All.
The people who ain't. You still hating?
Woo.
You should be fucking ashamed. Far as I came. Guess when you run in the game, they want you to sprain. Yeah, I know.
I know, but I don't get my stress on. Taking shots to squares like my stomach's made of Teflon. They like, boy, why don't you get your rest on? Bitch, cause I'm up for every hour I was slept on. The last night I dreamed about two girls bisexual. They was trying things, trisexual.
Yeah.
And I woke up in a city where the population matched a death toll. Drew my blueprint, got it illustrated. FF affiliated.
Yeah.
Millions chasing, go to sleep. Wake up, continuated. Life of a Don, shine, Don, sipping. Never had a palm reading, always had my palms itching. Time to get it,
get it.
Boy, I was taught to get it till it's gone. Even when I got it, watch me get it like I don't. Hold up,
hold up.
Tell me what you see.
What you see?
Pull up.
Word.
Watch these motherfuckers freak.
Watch
it. Say what up, though, when you see me in the street. Good music in this bitch. I drop that motherfucking beat.
Hey, no. This to all of my enemies. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. This to all of my hating hoes. That see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. This to all of my old hoes. That see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Right now. Whoa. 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 1, 3, 2, 1. All of my enemies that see me getting guap right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell yeah, won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. Hell no, I won't stop right now. See me getting guap right now.
The army monster, OG to this game. Known as that street hustler, no forgetting it in Maine. Yeah, now that's my introductions with no government name. No, we ain't gon' do all that, cause them boys been came. Now I ain't known in the spot,
yo, it's one of them shots. I ain't been knocked, but I've been in spots as hot like Tupac. So I gotta keep it on the hop while I'm bopping these cops. They say now you don't know a lot to be seen in the spot, because I keep it with them gangsters that keep it real. They call me OG in the group to be on top of the hill. Learn as a young and never let the game play you. Yeah, your hands might be nice until the straps come through. Yeah, a lot of youngins out here claim they're getting it, man. Then they get knocked and snitched. Now we all out the game. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Knock a tail, I'ma have to put my foot in your ass. Because some of y'all players fucking up the game. Boys, ballers, and the pastors out here getting it in, man. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for running too fast. And I'ma do it like an OG. Give it to them like an OG. And I'ma preach it like an OG. Some of y'all claim player, some of y'all claim pimp. See your girl on the shrimp, dog, and catching a temp. Come on, pimp, where they do that at? Come on, player, where they do that at? Wow, what is this, some kind of new stat? And as these cats that you scratching to go wild, soaking flashy with it, like that shit is a style. And as these dogs talking about they ain't scared of them jails. What the hell? I'm looking at you like you funny as hell. Let the fake ones die, let the real ones live. Player, something's gotta give, but ain't no charity hell. I'ma keep it monsters with your player with no pause. You can steal your homie's broad, but them still his drugs. Some of y'all claiming friends, knowing that y'all foes. Some of these bitches claiming these niggas, knowing they hoes. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for walking too fast. Because some of y'all players fucking up the game. Boys, ballers, and imposters out here getting it in, man. So I'ma walk down this hill like I'm OG Dad. Put my foot in some of y'all ass for running too fast. And I'ma do it like an OG. Give it to him like an OG.
Different races. things. You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
Photographs of dope boys. It's all they taking, fingerprints on a rose brush. It's why they hating, push a button on his broke voice. As detonation walk the road to riches bare feet.
Me,
I watch mama struggle, now she living carefree. That's why I hustle for that half a key, that 12 G. I'm trying to bubble every summer an LP. You gotta love me, I got shooters out the D-League. Signing bone and hit that man, that's from 30 feet. Left in the puddle, fingerprints is on a honey meal.
Honey
and
meal.
What it is, Ricky Rose and Nate Hood, we hella trip. Yeah.
I come looking for you, what you
know about this?
I stay smoking on good to me.
We the best.
You get money, they started hating.
I woke up in a new Bugatti. 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 I woke up in a new Bugatti.
It is Mix Up Mondays, and we in the building.
We in the building.
In the building, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Asshole with Danny G in the building.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, it's Mixed Up Mondays, y'all. And we going to get y'all ready for y'all week to start. Definitely that.
Yes,
man. And we got a lot of shit to talk about tonight. Definitely that, man. Some what the fuck is
Why are you fucking kidding me? Shit. And this cannot be serious.
Man, I don't get it.
It's been since Friday. So the shit started on Friday. We don't know what the hell's going on, but the weather is a damn sure indicator of what's going on in life. So definitely, we're in the building. And man, let's get back to this music.
Let me hit. No rim, but I'm ballin' no black top. And I'm flame shawty, gotta be a matchbox. Put it on to make it hurt like a tat shop. The name's E, girl, fly in a bat shop. Get laptop, the means folded up. Pocket book so heavy, can't hold it up. I dig a bitch down, say it off from her. Wake up in the morning like, well, shawty, I don't love you. I don't mean to burst the bubble, but I swear I'm hella fly. Catch me chillin' with the Hubble. Damn, girl, you're bad. I feel to be in trouble. Make it rain too much. Gucci while the carpet tunnel. Put it in it, and I don't need luggage.
all I wanna do, girl. Girl, I wanna do, girl. That's all I wanna do, girl.
Radio Pop. We'd like to get a shout out to Charlie Whitney. Rest in peace, OG. We grew up on your music.
Hello. Do you have a minute? I noticed you from across the room. Excuse me, miss. Don't take this wrong. I couldn't resist that smile and those beautiful eyes. I can see that you wear fancy clothes and drive a fancy car. Your hair did and your nails done, looking like a superstar. Can I take you out to dinner, baby? 'Cause there's something that I wanna say to you. Account for seven figures, and I may not have a sailboat and a big old mansion, oh no, but I do know how to love you, baby, and in my own way, in my own way, I'm rich as hell. I really hope that none of this don't matter, and I hope that you don't judge a man by his status. And I was wondering if you and I could get together and know each other better. And I promise you, I'll give my all and make my heart your passion. I give you all. Payday. Finally got paid, now I need shade and a vacay. And niggas still hate.
much hate, I need an AK.
Now we out in Perry, yeah, I'm Perry A. White girls politicking, that's that Sarah Palin. Getting hot, California Caden. I give her that D, cause that's why I was born and raised.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with
Word.
Your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
Prime time, my top back, this pimp game, ho. I'm red leather, this cocaine, I'm Rick James, ho. I'm bill dropping, Miss Pac-Man, this pill popping, asshole. I'm popping too, these blue dolphins, these soup coffins. All she wanted some yield money, all she needed some bill money. He take his time, he counts it out, I weighs it up, that's real money. Check the neck, check the wrist, them heads turning, that's exorcist. My Audemars like Mardi Gras, that's Swiss time and that's excellence. Two-door preference, roof gone, George Jefferson. That white frost on that pound cake, so your Duncan Hines is irrelevant. Woo! Lambo, Mercy, Lago, she go, wherever I go, wherever we go, we do it pronto.
Okay,
it's like
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo
Word.
With your girl, she tryna jerk me.
The building that blows the many times and it's still on one more time. Let's tell you what the
suicide doors up. I do suicides on the tour bus. I do suicides on the private jet. You know what that mean, I'm fly to death. I step in Def Jam building like I'm the shit. Tell them give me 50 million or I'ma quit. Most rappers take level, ain't at my waist level. Turn up the bass, here it's up in your face level. Don't do no press, but I get the most press, kid. Plus yo, my bitch make your bitch look like Precious. Talking about Mary, she gone off that Molly. Now the whole party is melting like Dolly. Now everybody is moving they body. Don't sell me apartment, I move in the lobby.
Yeah.
Niggas is lawyering just to feel important. You gon' see lawyers and niggas enjoy.
Okay, now catch up to my campaign. Cool the color of mayonnaise. I'm drunk and high at the same time. Drinking champagne on the airplane. Spit rounds like a gun range. Beat it up like Rampage. 100 bands. Cut your girl, now your girl need a band-aid. Great A, A1. Chain the color Akon. Black diamonds, backpack rhyming. Cold signing by Louis Vuitton. Horsepower, horsepower. All this polo on, I got horsepower. Pound of this cost 4,000. I make it rain, she want more showers. Rain, pouring. All my cars is foreign. All my bras is foreign. Money tall like Jordan.
Okay, Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with
Word.
Your girl, she tryna jerk.
Okay,
Lamborghini Mercy.
Word.
Yo chick, she so thirsty.
Word.
I'm in that 2C Lambo with
Word.
Your girl, she tryna jerk.
If
me.
Go Chevy, boy, go.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right.
How you didn't know I'm finna
blow,
man?
I run that shit like a red pipe.
I
run that bitch like a red light. You ain't about to light square, boy, get your head right. Head swag looking like you ain't getting fed right. I'm on my bread like a motherfucking spread knife. You want the fuckery that sneak this bluffery. And that's hacking, where the fuck the referee? Yeah, rocking that for the truck fit. Chevy boy, hop up out the pussy, better truck fit. After she give me long head like Stewie. Hop up in the drop, then float like buoys. I'm icy when it's 80, automatic when your lady out. Maybe out with the Haiti out, for haters bring her rabies out. Then I bring the Katy Perry out. I got it if you need it, grab the bitches on my Instagram. Make a rich bitch do me like coke. Coming though, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go, I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat. Saying, oh, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. Saying, go, Chevy, I run that Chevy boy, go. Slide in that trend, Delta and Southwest. Bad bitches sleeping over, never let their mouth rest. Get the loud, run it up and make a siren. Lame is you straight, cause you're steaming like an iron. I'm a star, bitch, somebody told the truth. I go nuts every bar. Baby move, keep hoes on deck like Navy boots. She want the sack, then I do the Tom Brady juice. These niggas got fallopian tubes. My clique make coke and opium move. Keep the hammer in the Chevy, that's a toolbox. Fresh kicks on with the brand new tube socks. Keep P in the first degree. Break all the weed down till I see debris. You fucking with them ratchets like mechanics. Bars make another artist fall back like a Xanax. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat. Saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna block. Saying, go Chevy boy, go Chevy boy, go. Bitch, I go pavement, concrete. Kick it off like shoes on the wrong feet. My niggas got that bank, Long Beach. I'm raw like most Hong Kong meat. Nigga, I want her, then she going. I be all up in her head like a sewing. I get the pussy wet, then play shower cap. Eddie Murphy shit, nigga plotting on the tower map. I get pissy off sangria. I'm cool off Chrissy like Yandy. Though I got hands like Moss, Randy. Still keep tools on belt, handy. She don't sing, but I make her hit a high note. Bitch, because you lame, you do everything that I don't. Got some shit in nigga smoke, who get high won't smoke, cause he won't come down like a scotto. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. I got your girlfriend by the throat. Saying, oh, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go. I got bars like a nigga doing fed life. Get your money, yeah, and your bread right. Oh, you didn't know I'm finna blow. Saying, go, Chevy boy, go, Chevy boy, go.
You niggas gonna have to kill me. Taking over.
Yeah. 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 Game is mine. About to go ahead and do 'em. Yeah, man, is that your what? She duking on my nukem. You niggas sweet nougat. I'm fly. Know why? Cause I get up on the mic and just go fucking stupid. My flow is so bubonic, yeah, ionic, yeah. Like the bitch, but we're platonic, right. Run shit, I guess I'm sonic. I shit, I vomit, rise and shine. The whole year, summer, green top. Hard shell, got me screaming. Cowabunga, cowabunga, bunga. Go ahead and do it. Yeah, yo, girl on my joystick, the cannon on my left arm, Mega Man, oh shit, yo, girl, bad, huh, my girl, Metroid, run up, blast you for a brick the size of a Game Boy, yo, block on my list, I build stacks like Tetris, a evil resident, I eat your ass up quick, I'm hot, so them hoes might need shorts, cause I work it out, we sports, yeah, go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it, yeah, now go.
brain.
I get brain.
I'm a smart guy.
I'm a smart guy.
In your hood.
In your hood.
Like a Jedi.
Yeah.
Get pop.
Get pop.
Go now.
Right.
From down the block, I don't bitches. Far cry. I'm on the roll. I pro skate. Yeah. Got metal gear and a long snake that get these hoes all wet. I back hunt with no bait.
Yeah.
Yeah. And these rappers still they killing me.
Well,
that'll be your final fantasy.
Easy.
Go ahead and do it.
Was where?
The Twin Towers.
Well, that wasn't technically a bombing.
Well,
it was
a terrorist attack,
but it was not a bombing per se.
The way the news spent that off, those were pre-armed missiles in the air. That's what they called them. Those were pre-armed missiles. Only thing
definitely not to downplay 9/11, but there are definitely a huge difference between 9/11 and these bombings. Oklahoma City being one of them, Pearl Harbor being another. Bombings are, you know, and there are several that happen around the world.
My thing to the American people, be aware of your surroundings. They said that people were actually sipping dogs that had out before the marathon. There was a they didn't want to warn the people. They're not warning us. They're not saying nothing. The people, the government find out about, and they're not saying anything to nobody. They want to do uncover
actually,
as far as they, people to keep people out of hysteria.
Right now, they're uncovering actually more stuff as we're watching the news just pop up as we're watching. There has actually been a third explosion in the city of Boston, and this time at a library. So definitely, you know, this is real. And we've been preparing. So the pop listeners, if you've been listening, we have been preparing you for all of the above. I mean, we knew it was coming. I believe Representative King said it first. Why are you waiting for the death of innocent life?
Yeah.
Preemptive strike. It gives people the opportunity not to mess with us.
It's definitely that. And then I was looking, going through the news a couple of days ago. Well, no, earlier today. Actually, North Korea has made a long nuclear warhead for a long-range missile. Yes, ladies and gentlemen.
That ain't nothing new. They just been firing it off to see how far it go before it gets shot out there. This one probably going to take off the fat from up over
there. I believe that they said China became an ally in this and is going to let them use a base. If I'm not mistaken, they're going to actually be able to reach us. They're going to be able to reach us. And that's the biggest part. Like, and they got bunkers. They've been preparing them. They've been making them. But we're not going to make it. It's simple. We're not going to make it. They're not going to let the common everyday slow-mo into these bunkers.
I'm just saying, if one nuclear warhead goes off, it's going to cause a catastrophe regardless. Now, they shoot a nuclear warhead. We shoot a nuclear warhead. That shit is going to cause a catastrophe because it's going to fuck up the weather, point blank. Shit's going to get fucked up everywhere. And we all just gonna be dead.
Let me help the people understand something. The art of war is to be your enemy's friend. We have been in bed with North Korea and China for many years already as friends and allies together. And the fact that they're and the fact that the people that come from those countries sit on this land, including Somalians, and they pirate having parties. The fact that they're actually coming and doing what the hell they want to do now. These bombings are not the first and will not be the last. I can guarantee you that.
Look, like we said, America fucked up. They don't know how to play chess. They let these motherfuckers infiltrate our United States of America. They let the rules infiltrate it. Come over here and get that education. Now these motherfuckers are here. Don't you? What the fuck do people terrorists is? What they call them terrorist networks for? They brought these motherfuckers over here, and these motherfuckers are over here. Don't think these motherfuckers like America. They're right here in our fucking backyards. Period. They're right here. Got a whole piece.
We are vulnerable at the particular moment. These bombings actually took place under the cover of darkness, and the people that knew about it should have told the people and put that and had that place put down for the day. That should have never actually happened. Now the president has armed violence around the world. No, it's probably not going to happen now. Why? Stop? We're going to stop it? We're going to stop it tomorrow? No, it should have stopped today. You should have made the people aware of what the hell was going on while you had people sniffing stuff, dogs and shit. Excuse me, but that's just wrong. people's lives are at stake.
Well,
what
I
the
will,
rest of these bodies at?
I will go even further to that. I've been talking about a lot of underground stuff I've been getting leaked information for. And this goes back to that conversation that I had with an insider stating that this is all part of the plan. And it looks to be, you know, rumor has it that Obama's moving for a third and possibly a fourth term. This could be the thing that solidifies his decision, a third and fourth term.
Yes, because if the state goes in turmoil, if the country goes in turmoil at the particular moment, there won't be a vote, there won't be an election, there won't be any of that. The person that's in position of power will stay in power, and that will continue to happen. That's the legislative law. That's the actual the secular powers that be at the particular moment. No governing body will vote him in. They already have control.
And there you go. So definitely this is something to keep your eye on. I mean, we don't
everybody
know.
Everybody holler about we want to vote.
I can't necessarily say who did it. This could be. Now, mind you, Oklahoma City was done by one of our own, a militia group that has actually, they have been dormant for several years. I know I've seen plenty of talk as to things like trying to shake the foundation of government to impeach Mr. Obama. So until there's an official word of where did this bombing come from, you know, all we can do is speculate. You know, all we can really do is speculate. But we definitely are, at Soda Pop Radio, keeping our eyes open.
Definitely got it. Definitely.
You know, there's a lot of degradation coming along, and these people are just going and doing what they want to do, having the freedom to do it as they please. I mean, the violence that we see on the TV. I just saw a bus driver beat the hell out of a man because he asked him too many goddamn questions on the bus. What the fuck? Are you serious? You needed to make another bus driver movie? You just wanted to beat that bus driver because that other bus driver, he was black, he got all that money? But he knocked that girl out. He should have took his ass to jail. He should have put his hands on that woman. The fuck? But she put her hands on him. So she deserved what she got. I do not like men.
I swear, King, you are so on point with what's going on over, you know, in our heads tonight. That brings us to point number two. And you are absolutely right. There's too many people out here who have too much. I believe in too much freedom. I tell people all the time, my kids don't know what freedom is. What? I don't have locked doors, closed doors. I need to know what you're doing, where you're doing, who you're talking to, what you're talking about. So definitely too much freedom. Today I got ready to get on the bus, and man, getting on the city bus is definitely in the Twin Cities an experience. But as I'm like walking up to the bus stop, it's a drag queen. I'm just gonna call it a drag queen. And I remember being younger, I had friends who actually were drag queens. Like, and let me make this clear, Soda Pop Radio, one, is not, you know, against gay rights or nothing like that. Please do not get us twisted. GLBT, do what you want to do, you know. But there is a limit to doing what you want to do.
Rules and regulations, people. Rules and regulations.
So as you do what you want to do, understand that everybody's not going to like it. We don't have to like it. And no, it's not hating on you. You just like you don't like being straight, we don't necessarily have to like you being gay. That does not mean we have any more or less respect for the gay community. It's just a difference of opinion. So I want to make that very clear. We will not condone nor, you know, dismiss the gay community, but, you know, that's just a difference of total opinion. However, my thing is if you're going to do anything, please, my people, do it right. This brother is standing there in a pair of Timberland boot heels, navy blue and white leggings, a gray knit sweater, a red sports bra. He got weave on half his head that's old and matted. In the middle of, on the top of it, where it's supposed to be, you know, flat and combed over, nappy than a mother trucker, and the other half of his big-ass head shaved off. On top of all the above, this dude had the audacity to have on some. He is a dark-skinned fella. King, I've seen you. He's a couple shades darker than you, with some bright pink lipstick, and one of his eyelashes was coming off. Now, I had just been at 7 or 8 o'clock in the morning.
Did you just say he was King Sean's color? You didn't just say that. I said
a couple shades darker than you.
Don't do the king. Please don't do the king. The king needs to shine. We don't want him to. You hot on the corner shine.
Where do they do that at? I mean, for real? Hey, you're going to have, just to top it off, you're going to have some pink lipstick on looking like Mary Poppins from The Wizard of Oz.
For real, everything, it was all bad. And I remember having friends, I had a friend, one particular friend, actually, one of my favorite drag queens ever, Tatiana. She used to be at the old 90s. For those who are in the GLBT community that's listening to me today, and you go back maybe 10, 15 years, you would know who Tatiana was. The real name is Josh. Fiercest drag queen I ever seen. My man stayed on point. And I asked him, was he still performing? And he said, no. He said, I would not even step foot on a stage with these ratchet hookers. He said, they are a disgrace to the drag nation. He said, this young generation does not understand the point of drag. It is not the fact that you're gay and looking for a man. He said, drag is a show. It is flamboyant on purpose. It is an exaggeration of the female culture. And they study women and literally illuminate everything about a woman. And he said, the younger generation does not get it. And when he said it, I didn't really understand until I seen my man today.
Let me help you shine a little light on this, because this actual idea came from the ancient Greek gods and goddesses of Rome. Back in the days, they actually used to sit around and play with each other. If anybody has watched the movie Alexander or the movie, what's another one of these stupid movies that they didn't actually emulate this whole idea. But yes, drag was actually meant to be a jousting idea for the king's court. And, I mean, if it was a little boy or, a young petite or whatever, they picked him up and made him look like he was something that he wasn't, just so that he could actually, please the king. The king didn't want a young woman. The king wanted boys. Sometimes, I mean, the age range was ridiculous. This is where we come in, the generation of, pedophiles, and come into the generation of, polygamy? Yes, that is the word I'm looking for, polygamy. Polygamists are the most degrading thing next to the African culture when they marry in 50 wives. This is the idea to come and continue to cultivate different ways and different generations and different cultures. So at the particular moment, this is what what's going on now is in actually being more flamboyant than a little bit, and actually taking being very much charismatic and promiscuous with their ways. And that is actually the most. This is when we talk about Sodom and Gomorrah. We talk about the Bible. The fact that God killed Sodom and Gomorrah didn't mean that there weren't other people outside frolicking somewhere else. We actually killed that land. And I mean, they probably came back and actually said, "Damn, my shit gone." And I mean, what happened? Well, I mean, if y'all wasn't trying to bump uglies, I mean, you would have probably still had your spot. I mean, you could have had whatever beliefs you want, do whatever you wanted to do, but this is an abomination still to the land. It is not sensual. It is not feminine. It is disgusting. I'm sorry. I'm not actually saying this to be a bias. I'm not saying this to be lashing out at the community. What I am saying is that the actual idea or act should be kept to your privacy of your own damn home. I'm just saying.
Yeah.
That's what it's supposed to be.
Man, and definitely that is like the most ratchet thing I've seen as of late. So it was ratchet. It was ratchet.
We definitely got something for y'all tonight. I got to go ahead and get into this because It was Ratchet. Soda Pop Radio. Radio That Pops. Mixed Up Money. And this is for y'all. Ratchet. And Brides out there, too.
What up, what up? This is your boy Emmanuel and
Philip
Hudson. Follow me on Twitter at _coach and my little brother at
Feeling Myself.
All right now. And today, this video is finna talk, I'm finna tell y'all about
it
how Ratchet Girls.
Itself. So we're just gonna play the music.
Oh my god, who let her come out the house?
Oh my god.
I'm gonna
turn
up on the salon. Her lace front is all wrong.
She rich.
Give me the phone. I'm gonna take this
picture. She rich.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
Cause she rich.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See you ratchet.
Wanna buy and not with them shoes on.
Because you ratchet.
Oh, I just wanna punch her in her face. Oh. I can't stand her. Oh, she's too bad.
She ratchet.
But I got my Mr.
Girl, what?
A baby boy. And it came with a sister. Girl, yes, I'm pregnant. But I still hit the club. And I love the flow. Don't you
whistle.
I had to get cute today. I have a bottle of jeans for a boot. And I had to keep looking good. Cause my baby did a jet may bell. He a dog, he a shoe. Got a new baby. Need new shoes today. Time for a ticket today. Got the tracks yesterday. Girl, did you get the glue today?
You know it.
Gone be beat up. I got my food stamps, got a brand new piercing, brand new tattoo,
right.
$95 for the weed plus tax. Bow, bend the bang over while I stack my thumb. No red hair, this cake alone. Thinking that you better than I am, well then you think
you stupid.
Whatever, she a lie. My number, whatever. What is wrong with you, girl? Oh, girl, shh, be quiet.
Hey, girl. You look
what
good.
You look good. Her lace front is all wrong.
Cause she rich.
Mm. Let me take this up a picture.
Cause she rich.
Got it. I'm about to put this girl on Twitter.
You know you rich.
Because I ain't got time for this. I don't need to wrong.
See you rich.
What about now with those shoes on?
You rich.
Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face.
Watch,
I can't stand her. Ooh, she too fake. My name is Emanuela, but my girlfriends call me Carl. We
were
public free before we left it. Free game deal, we party. Yes, I am the baddie, but you can't have this boo-boo, sorry. Cause 2 Chainz is my future baby daddy.
Oh, he
got my jersey dressed on. Jordan Hills match my press on. Pow, team dark skin. You don't like them red bones. Duck lips in my picture. New abs, you got glitter. Hit me up on Facebook and follow me on Twitter.
Yeah.
I'm with Team Flip Phone, Team Chris Brown.
Okay.
If you don't shut it up, then this team shut it down.
Do?
I'm with Team Bad Kid,
mm-hmm.
Team with your man. If he got a lot of money, then this team he paying. I mean, he might as well spend it on me.
Come over here being rich.
Like nothing.
I'm on my job.
What
Why you want to be rich?
What you going to do? Girl, oh my god.
She's
wrong
with her. She's so
hot. OMG, what do she have on?
She ratchet.
Her lace front is all wrong.
She ratchet.
Give me the phone. I gotta take this up a picture.
Because she ratchet.
Got it. I'm about to put this thing on Twitter.
You know you ratchet.
Cause I ain't got time for this. I'm too grown.
See, you ratchet.
What? Bye. Not with your shoes on.
She ratchet.
Ooh, I just wanna punch her in her face.
Oh, she ratchet.
I can't stand her. Oh, she's so bad.
She ratchet.
Thinking she look good with the leopard skin.
What you gonna
do?
You
get leopard skin.
Yeah, you ratchet. I said,
you look like
that's what you gonna
okay,
do.
I got it. Your hair
what
is a jungle. And you
do?
Wanna get leopard spots tatted on you. Oh, my God. What, bye?
Soda Pop Radio, Radio Death Pop, Mixed Up Mondays, and that was Emmanuel and Philip Hudson with She Ratchet. Motherfuckers walking around looking ratchet.
Oh, yeah, they ratchet.
Got your baby over here looking ratchet.
Them ladies with them Tims on, you know that's ratchet.
Ratchet. It is Mixed Up Monday.
Mixed Up Monday.
And y'all know y'all can hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. Hey, check this out. It is going down May 15th at Aqua. Bad Girls Music Inc. will be presenting Gorilla Zoe. Yes, Gorilla Zoe will be in the building May 15th. Y'all know tickets are still. Y'all go ahead and hit up Vital. And, matter of fact, I will come back with the,
You know, I'm going to take you and make you a gorilla. You know, all this frustration I be seeing you on Facebook with, I'm going to take you out to this motherfucking workout thing I got going on across the way down the street around the corner. And I'm going to let you go ahead and flex some of that frustration you got. And they're going to call you.
We need to get him away. What's the car that won him way back? I need
another punching bag, man, because, yeah, these, I just be looking at some of this stuff on Facebook, people be posting, and motherfuckers talk about they won't help, but when you give them that advice to get to where they need to go, and they don't want to take the advice, so I'm like this, fuck you, fuck Mobb Deep, fuck Beast Ball, fuck Bad Boys, a label.
A regular label has
And if you down with Bad Boy, we can fuck you too. Chino XL, fuck you too.
Sorry,
but man,
I've been
workout corner jumping off this for the last couple of days. You know, motherfucker getting it swollen. It's about to be the summertime. You know, ladies going, you know, I'm already 6'4". You know, even, you know, Boo Thang and then.
Yeah, hey, you already know. Hey, man, see, I'm trying to get all that stuff out before the summertime, because by the summertime, I'm going to do all my suit and tie shit. You know what I'm saying?
Danny G had to look up and like, damn, I didn't know you was that tall. I thought you was a little bitty person. No, King is actually big. You see, yeah. That's all my boys say. There. Damn, this is tall. That's tall. I'm about the tallest thing in Minneapolis right now. I mean.
All right, King. I'm about to blow your mind tonight. You say you got. We gonna talk tonight, King. In the crowd. I'm about to blow your mind. Now, King Sean has already took a peek into this article I read today. Now, for those who don't know, I have a ritual for the show. And I spend a good deal of my time searching different networks. I'm in several different groups. I look at different websites, blogs, and different things, and Blog Talk Radio. So I definitely check up on all my bloggers out there, and I try to stay in the loop some way. You know, some things that just passes by me until it actually gets enough credibility out here, and I'll peep it, you know, and I'll be like, what the hell? Today I had a what the hell moment.
What the hell?
I ran across a blog from August 2012, so this is now March. So it was just about 6 months ago. Now, I have rarely been disturbed to this level. The last thing that disturbed me to this level, was a conversation that I had heard about rape fantasy. So definitely, it has been a while since I've been disturbed beyond understanding. As I'm reading this blog.
Is this going on in ATL?
No, sir.
This is some internet dude.
This is all over the country. Okay? But this is beyond understanding. See, rape fantasy, I can almost attribute to maybe therapy. Like, literally, in my mind, I summed it up to rape victims trying to figure out what happened, okay? But that's not what's happening on this case. This case is some wild-out mess. Now, if you are familiar with S&M, that's bondage and all that crazy sex stuff, or you want to beat me up and tie me up and call me Samantha when my name is Danielle, you know.
I knew you would like that.
I mean, you know, some people like it. You can smack me on my ass twice and I won't cuss you out. But you smack me on the third time and I get a bruise, I'm ready to fight. All the love making has went out the window. Okay? The article I read from August 2012 is titled Race, Sex, and BDSM. on plantation retreats where black people go to serve their white masters.
Did you say plantation masters?
Okay, I'm going to reiterate that to make sure you heard me correctly. The title of the article is Race, Sex, and BDSM on plantation retreats where black people go to serve their white masters.
Yeah, I'm going to have to tell you to take a rain check on that shit. And, I mean, I'm not going to retreat where motherfuckers is beating me. I'm probably not going to be tied to a tree. And, what the fuck? What the
fuck? No, I'm not going to get into the entire article. I'm going to sum up the first half of this article. Because the first half of this article actually pissed off every person I showed it to. To the point where they didn't finish the article, okay? So to sum it up, pretty much this blogger is trying to understand why the Sam hell would any motherfucking body want to relive some crazy shit like that, okay? And they break down the sexuality of the races. Now, what fucks me up most is, the albino Neanderthals, neo-Neanderthals, a.k.a. white people, were considered to be normal. White women are considered to be the norm as far as sexuality. Latinos are sexy and erotic and goes on to talk about all these different races, and then they get to black women. And they called us out of control, asexual, and beastly.
Some of them characteristics I have must say I found in a couple of females. I'm just going to say, you know, beastly. Yeah, that might, but I'm just saying that's all wrong. That's very bad. They shouldn't be putting, you know, black folks out there like that. You know, that's not functional. I mean, we are respectable people, some of us. We have a black president now. I mean, this genocide, generational slander shit is not actually, you know, helping us grow in the direction that we need to actually be in. You know, we study making degrading generational, I think I want to call it just like, what is that, Rwanda? Genocide? We're doing it just with words. We're creating a genocide with paper and legal terms and, you know, sketches and art forms and shit. You know, that's how we getting fucked up.
Okay, but I'm going to be 100% honest. That was the lightest way I could put this article. And before I actually post this article, I'm going to post it. Unfortunately, I'm going to post it on Sotopop page. If you are more interested in this topic, Lord, I forbid that anybody is, but there's a website called Fet Life, FETLIFE, and it gives a pretty general idea of what this is. Beyond just the race thing, I mean, it goes even like further, like black men who may desire a white woman to string him up and whip him. It goes down to one woman even described how she stood over a particular guy, called him like 45,000 niggers, kicked him in his groin till he bowed, and then made him lick her feet. The most disturbing part of the article is what was actually said at the end about this retreat. It is a retreat where black men and black women who want to serve white masters go and willingly give up their will to be slaves. The terms are set. I'm just going to read it because I really was disturbed. It says, here is a white slave owning master offers some insight on race play and the plantation retreat. I'm going to get to the good part of it. The basic facts. He says he gets a lot of questions about what exactly does he do on the plantation retreat. So here are basic facts. His goal is creating and hosting Plantation Retreat, and it is to provide safe and welcoming private place and opportunity for white masters and plantation slaves and or niggers to meet and explore their mutual fantasy.
Hold on, back up. Don't say niggas. Don't say niggas. Don't say niggas. Tell me it don't.
I'm reading the the article verbatim. It says,
these monkeys that don't say motherfucking mine, I swear to God, I want to fuck
with you. It says, my goal in creating and hosting the Plantation Retreat is to provide a safe and welcoming private place and opportunity for white masters and plantation slaves and or niggers to meet and explore their mutual fantasies. Now, to simplify things, here's some general basic information. The gatherings last for up to 2 weeks this year, with the main gathering around the 4th of July. People can stay as long or as short as they want. Some stay even longer. Masters have a choice to stay at the compound here or in a hotel if they want to, as can any personal slaves that they bring with them or any other slave that is ordered to do so. Slaves who arrive on their own stay on the compound and are considered and protected as property of the plantation. Slaves sign up for a specific length of service. They can specify what their limits are and what they're willing to do. Sex is not required, but it does depend on individual choice, as do other activities. Now, I'm going to skip down a little bit because it pisses me off a little bit. I'm not even going to read about being chained and caged because that shit was ridiculous. It says the minimum requirement for slaves is that they are obedient and respectful to all the masters and work to give the masters an enjoyable time. This can be anything from preparing and serving drinks and meals, doing housework or yard work, to providing sexual relief on demand, to hard labor in the compound, depending on what they previously stated the limitations are. Slaves should expect the masters to totally, comfortably, and freely use humiliating and or degrading racist speech in referring to or speaking to mud slaves. I'm not even going to finish the rest of this.
I thank you very much. I'm starting to get disgusted. I'm very much so. I'm glad that you have stopped because, I mean, at the particular moment, I'm running through my head the movie Django at the particular moment. You know, I really want to run up on that slave plantation and start shooting the shit out of them bitches. Like, I mean, this shit's over with. Y'all niggas ain't got the word yet. Y'all didn't get the memo that we need to stop doing this shit. I mean, motherfuckers signing waivers. Motherfuckers sign waivers for hot sauce. I'm signing waivers for hot sauce. Because that lets me know if I eat this shit, this motherfucker, but I'm signing a waiver to get my ass whooped? How? How am I signing a waiver to get my ass whooped? Freely, though. Fuck it. You should be comfortable enough. I signed up so you can whoop my ass, bastard. What? No, man. What the? What sign of the time is this? Where do this shit at?
I actually contemplated signing up for the retreat for the sole purpose of killing every mud slave and neo-Nazi Neanderthal at this motherfucking retreat. I really did. So
I'll shower the nigger first. I'm going to shoot every nigger first. I'm going to shoot every nigger that I walk up to on. I'm going to start with them first. And then I'm going to get the pepper gourds because, I mean, y'all the reason. I bet you 99.9% of the motherfuckers were actually built the motherfucker and said, man, fuck this. We going to have a way to actually still beat on niggas. We going to call it a retreat. I'm just saying.
I want to interview one of these motherfuckers they call this a mud slave. I want to interview this motherfucker because I want to know what the fuck happens in your psyche to make you slave. I want to be a slave. Bitch, ain't nothing about me said I want to be bound, shackled, caged, cussed out, called a nigga bitch. I'm nothing. You can kiss my ass.
They had to have been eating something.
The picture, I'm not going to lie.
They run around in a pink skirt.
Can you all disturb by the words? I promise you these pictures of this retreat were so...
Wow.
Oh, wow.
Definitely. But, hey, wait a minute. Didn't you have another situation that happened today on the bus with Willie Lynch ass nigga?
Man, when I say the weather is a depiction of what the fuck is really wrong. So I read this article, right, and I'm already pissed off, and I tried to read it once, and I didn't even get past, like, the first paragraph.
Mm-hmm.
So I get on the bus, and I'm like, I'm going to just read it in entirety when I get to the house, because I can't do this on the bus, because, you know, downtown Minneapolis, it's too many neo-Neanderthals downtown Minneapolis. I might fuck around and snap out.
Yeah.
So I decided to put that shit on pause. I'll come back to that later. I get on, I'm at the bus stop with this older black man, and he gets on the bus, you know, in front of me. I let him go first, because he's an older gentleman. And he's going to set his bag down, and he pays his fare like I pay my fare. And there's a packed bus. We're on the side. So, you know, the bus, during rush hour, there's the fine line going northbound. It's thicker than hell. And there's a few seats still open, about eight on the bus, about four in the back and four in the front. And my man said, I don't like this shit. Why the hell are y'all ass up here in the front? Ain't nowhere for me to sit down. I said, well, you know, the other older black man who's already sitting towards the front of the bus say, well, bro, it's a seat right there. You can sit there. It clearly say on the wall that you're supposed to give up your seat to the elderly and the disabled. And I want to know why ain't nobody moved.
Wow.
He said, y'all can take y'all ass down back to the back. Now, we're on the 5 going northbound, so you know there wasn't a neo-Neanderthal on the goddamn bus. Who the hell moving to the back? I say politely, well, sir, I think you respect the idea that we actually are trying to sit in the front, because didn't y'all fight so hard to give us that right? This motherfucker said, and I quote, I ain't fight for a motherfucker thing. I ain't march shit. I held a sign when they paid me. I'm 67 years old. I got the right to sit here.
This motherfucker ain't marched?
Or nothing.
And he said he held a sign when they paid me. But he didn't march.
He said his name ain't no motherfucking Rosa Parks.
Nicole.
Yes, so I politely explained to him, how do you expect to get the spoils of war when, motherfucker, you never went to war? I'm still trying to help me figure this one out, King. King and the Fries, help me figure it out. You can't get it either, huh?
I'm going to say it like this. Most black folks are ornery as hell, especially older black folks. They think they own everything. They just as worse as the white folks that walk in the middle of the street when you're driving. But I'm just saying. You know, everybody don't own shit. I mean, not even the street. But the fact of the matter is, you should get your ass on the bus. Find you a designated seat without interrupting the people that actually got their ass on the bus first. That's all I'm saying.
Hey,
I mean,
but check this out, King. The conversation wasn't finished. Would you please finish the conversation that y'all had?
So, I mean, he literally said, well, I deserve my 40 acres and a mule. And that upset me a lot. Because for those who don't know, my mother is extremely militant. I went to the only all-black in population, all-African-based education school that ever touched the state, Afrocentric Academy. I know about the revolution. I marched the remarch of Dr. King's last march for the garbage retail workers. I actually, from the age of two, marched from Central High School to the St. Paul Capitol until I was 7 years old to make sure that Dr. Martin Luther King's birthday was considered a holiday in Minnesota. So, and even today, I still go out and speak to my young people, whether at events or just on my own, about the revolution of freeing our fucked up ass mind state, to understand that we have more power than we're giving ourselves credit for. So this fucks with me in a big way, because I felt like at 31 years of age, I done put in more motherfucking work than this 67-year-old man was telling me I owe him a 40-acre and a motherfucking mule. So I politely tell him, sir.
Go ahead.
I tell him, I say, so, sir, I'm not understanding how you feel. I said, see, this is a problem I have with everything that's going on today. It's so many people, and especially black people, who feel that you own something, but you ain't worked for nothing. You want to complain about the doors that aren't open, but you won't walk through the motherfuckers that have been open for you already. He then tells me I'm a damn basketball player. And I believe in what do you playing basketball got to do with you putting in work?
Well, I'm going to tell you this. Here's a quiz. Quick quiz. When was slavery abolished?
Man, in 1865.
Hell no, slavery wasn't abolished.
It's still going today. I ain't going to let.
Man.
Well, here's the deal. Here's where we're at with that. Slavery was abolished in the late 1800s. We rolled into the 19th century, and we still struggle with the idea of actually people still picking cotton. And so the idea actually happened because, I mean, I'm 30 some years, and so the fact of the matter is, I actually had the opportunity to live through that. I actually had the opportunity to be, as a child, running through what was considered underground railroads at the time. In the late 70s.
I went to that retreat as well.
Yeah. And so in the early 70s, people that didn't have identities. There are people that still live this day that actually have done so much crime that they had to give them an identity when they got locked the fuck up. But the fact of the matter is, it's prevalent that there's a mix of generation of people that don't have identities that were just given to them. And they don't have the idea to actually, you know, be able to have to get up and go about themselves. So they live miserable lives. Most of them are older and feel like, well, I see so much of the young generation going on and carrying on and doing what they want to say and doing what they want to do, that they don't even give a fuck about what I actually am doing or trying to cross the street at the particular time. No, we don't. We actually live in a microwave world. Everything is quick, fast, and in a hurry. Slow the fuck down.
Can I say something? I hear you, Nicole. What's going on with you?
Not too much, babe, but I'm just listening, and I just want to say it was molded, sold it, and then the white man stole it.
Man, that is the truth right there.
That's the truth right there. That's straight up. Well, what we saying on Soda Pop Radio to our black brothers, matter of fact, human beings, no matter what, get it to fucking gather. We all about to die sooner or later. As far it might be sooner if North Korea have his motherfucking way. So y'all motherfuckers need to get this shit together. The revolution will be televised.
It will be televised.
It will be televised. And if they got to start here at Soda Pop Radio, King motherfucking Shine, a.k.a. Mr. Do The Most, a.k.a. Mr. Asshole, said it. And I don't give a fuck if you don't like it. Soda Pop Radio, ready that pop. Mixed Up Monday. Y'all know what I'm saying?
I done turned Havana to Atlanta.
Right.
Wyatt Vera shirts and bandanas. Every time you think they got me, I switched to planner.
bulletproof this radio scanner. Ballin' to they banners. You getting too much bread, they try to jam you. Boy from the hood, but got White House clearance. Sorry, y'all, I don't agree with y'all parents. Politicians never did shit for me. The pep lied to me to start history. Wanna give me jail time and a fine? Fine, let me commit a real crime. I might buy a kilo for cheap beef. Out of spite, I just might flood these streets. Hear the freedom in my speech. Got an onion from Universal, read it and weep. Would've bought the Nets of Brooklyn for free. Except I made millions off of you fucking dweeb. I still own the building, I'm still keeping my seats. Y'all buy that bullshit, y'all better keep y'all receipts. Obama said, chill, you gon' get me impeached. You don't need this shit anyway, chill with me on the beach.
Y'all gon' learn today. Y'all gon' learn today.
Start a revolution. You know whenever I'm threatened, I start shooting. Fire! Catch your body, head to Houston. I'm in Cuba, I love Cubans. The communist talk is so confusing. When it's from China, the very mic to the music. Idiot win, the Bob Dylan, the rap music. You're an idiot, baby, you should become a student. Or you gonna learn today. Where the fuck have you been? The world's under new management. New role model, fuck this Zoolander shit,
Y'all gon' learn today. 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 Fuck my shit.
I'm losing it. Worship, baby. it so perfect, baby. How you work it, baby, yeah. I love the way that you be poking it out. Give me something to feel alone. So please believe we gon' be working it out by the end of the night, baby. In the movie, baby, I'm like, ooh wee, baby, like waterfalls, your hair flows down to your waist. Can I get a taste, girl? No need to keep, 'cause baby, I ain't ashamed of calling your name, girl. First time, every time we get together, baby, loving you feels better than anything. Anything, put on my heart, you don't need a ring. And I promise, I'll come away, won't change my love.
independent and I'm known to handle biz. So come and kick it with me, shawty. First in VIP, then we hit the at the party. Sipping on this Hennessy, got me feeling naughty. You got me in a trance with the way you move your body. You need to leave that lame alone. Send him a text like I ain't coming home. Turn your ring off while he's blowing up your phone. Too much shots of Patron, so you know just what I'm on. Penthouse sweet top flow for the two of us. Flower petals, candles lit by the pool in them. Lil' mama, what's his name? You forgot? I told you he a lame and I'm taking his spot, so tell him.
I'm never coming back.
She was mad when she hit my phone, talking about what you don't do. I'm like, fuck that, fuck him too. Keep talking about him, it's gonna make me not wanna talk to you. Baby, you that deal, don't let that nigga tell you different. He said it was something wrong with you, well, I must have missed it. Your body exquisite, your thoughts explicit. I swear I go wherever just to kick it, I'm winning. I'm finding that Remy ounce of that drone. If you prefer another substance, let me know. And I ain't gon' lie, baby, you the business. If your body was a building, then I'm living in a prison. This is where I'm chillin'. Shorty got me caged in. Got my niggas wondering why the hell I spend my days in. Catches at the day's end. Even though I got a crib, we just like to fuck and swim. My little lover, homie, friend.
I'm never coming back to you no more.
Shit.
I'm smoking on that gas. Life should be on Cinemax movie. Bought my boo, bigger tits and a bigger ass. Who he's not I. I smoke strong, not pie pie. Louis V's in my archive. Black diamonds are part-time. Bread up my top down. On the block with a block out. Hit your ass with that block out. Dope enough to go in your nostril. I take your girl and kidnap her. Feed her to my mattress. A skeleton in my closet. It's probably when he's dead at rapper. He's probably when he puts a nigga. Don't try me, I pull that trigger. Got your car note in my cup. And your rent in my swisher. That foot so good, I miss you. Head game so vicious. And all I get is cheese. Like I'm taking pictures.
I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up? Two chains and champagne, you won't true, that's true enough. Yeah. Forbes list like a year, my office is my tour bus. She came through, she brought food, she got fucked, she knew what's up. She think I'm the realest out, and I say, damn, that make two of us. Damn. Oh, that look like what's her name? Chances are it is what's her name. Chances are if she was acting up, then I fucked her once and never fucked again. She could have a Grammy, I still treat her ass like a nominee. Just need to know what that pussy like, so one time it's fine with me. Yeah. Young ass an intern, for money like I built the shit. Streets talking, that confirmed. Go ask them who just kept the shit. Stay keeping my cup full, so I'm extra charged like a state tax. Me and Chains go way back, we don't talk shit, we just say facts. Yes, Lord. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
Name a nigga that won't summer, I'll rap his ass, I'll trap his ass. Put his ass in a plastic bag with his trash ass. Take him out, bring him in, them whole things. Tupac without a nose ring. Thug life, one wife, a mistress, and a girlfriend. I did what they say I wouldn't. Went where they say I couldn't. YSL belt buckle. Y'all niggas show it looking. Y'all niggas show it lacking. Two chains on my rugby. Left hand on that steering wheel. Right hand on that pussy.
Yeah. I say fuck you unless I'm with you. If I take you out of the picture, I know real niggas won't miss you. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. No lie, no lie, no lie, yeah, yeah. Real niggas say word, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, real niggas say word. You ain't never told no lie, you ain't never told no lie. Real niggas say true, you ain't never told no lie. You ain't never told no lie, that's the thing I don't do. Nah, I just do it for the niggas that are trying to see a million for they die. What up?
I'ma run it like a relay. Middle fingers up to the he say, she say. I don't give a pow. So blunt like Relo. Salute heavy Chevy and TCTO.
I sound like bling, and they be like, wow. I can't
came up from nothing, and they be like, how? If you try to take it from me, then I be like, pow. Now they got me catching bodies like they hop up in the crowd. One hand sticking out, the other spinning on turbo. And I be going wild, DJ Inferno. You know what's going down, and you ain't gotta ask it. Fresh like pow, like I hop about the plastic.
I be like bean, fresh like pow. I be like bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Hey, yo, Rello.
What up, news?
They want to know what the pow means.
He don't know what the pow means?
Hit him with the pow.
Baby on subject, word about the pow, it don't really mean nothing. Depending on how you use it, it could really mean something. You can pow where she think it, you can pow where she rough it. The power's up to you, when you into the discussion. You can walk away and hit it with the powers that are cussing. I know what I do, I'll pow for discussing. You don't understand, then let you say it.
When I say pow, that don't mean I'ma shoot ya. Pretty boy swag, ugly like Restucia. Does my thing, and I whip it like Kunta. Hit her with the pow, have a finger like Luther. I be like Bean, and that's for my fan. Fresh like pow, I'm cooler than a fan. Jock my swag, boy, you better stop playing. I does my thing, make the people go ham. I be like Bean, fresh like pow. I be like Bean, fresh like pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. I be like Bean, Bean, Bean pow. Fresh like Bean, Bean, Bean pow. Does my thing, make the people go wow. Does my thing, make the people go wow.
Go wow.
Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow? I be like bean, bean, bean pow. Fresh like bean, bean, bean pow. Does my thing make the people go wow? Does my thing make the people go wow?
Ready to pop. I'll be like bean, bean, bean pow. I'll be like fresh like pow. The other night, Soda Pop Radio, Radio That Pops, Big Dub Monday. It is about that time for us to get the hell up out of this motherfucker. So it's time for us to go ahead and give a shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out.
Shout out. Soda Pop Radio.
Soda Pop Radio. Radio That Pops.
Mixed Up Mondays, it is what it is. It's time for us to give our shots out.
Oh, yes. Yeah.
Man, we've been having a long weekend.
And it's spilled over into the week. Ain't this
about a bitch. Shots out to all the survivors of the bomb in Boston. Our love goes out to y'all out there in Boston right now. Our love goes out to Congressman Charlie Wilson. May you rest in peace, too.
Charlie Wilson, the singer?
The Congressman.
Congressman.
Oh. Like, I was about to go through a thing like R. Kelly.
Hold on. Shout out to him. But, hey. Y'all know y'all need to get y'all tickets online for the Gorilla Zone concert that's going down May 15th at Aqua. Yes, Bad Girl Music Inc. presents Gorilla Zone, sponsored by Next Blow Radio and Solo Pop Radio. Yeah, we'll be in the building getting it in May 15th at Aqua. Once again, shout out to Bad Girl Music Inc., Mecca the Rapper, doing her thing. Hey, she's a hot promoter right now.
Right. And I will say, I think I caught a special. And see, the best thing is, you don't know how long it'll last. Get your tickets now. You're going to save quite a bit. $20 for general admission, $35 for VIP. I know for sure VIP goes up $15 very soon.
Yeah, it does. Very soon it does. So y'all get y'all tickets. Oh, and also, too, you can tune in Friday for Feeling Myself Friday.
There you go.
Yeah, and you definitely will be able to win
two tickets
to the Gorilla Zone concert.
Yes, sir. That's two tickets.
Hey, now.
May 15th. Yeah, definitely tune in on Feel Yourself Friday. We definitely giving out tickets on Friday. Every week until the Gorilla Zone concert, we're going to give out two tickets. But you got to win them. We ain't finna just give it to y'all asses. You going to have to win them.
Know that. Know that. Know that.
So y'all can tune in Friday and get the ticket. Especially hit us up at 714-242-6167. Once again, that number is 714-242-6167. We're definitely going to get tickets online. So, shout-outs starts with you, Nicole. So, start getting your shout-out. Thank you, girl.
Hey, Soda Pop Radio. Radio that pop. Definitely want to give a shout-out to God. I keep forgetting to put him first, and that's wrong. That's bad. That's super bad. Anyway, I'll give a shout-out to the big man, before any man, and me, myself, beautiful me. King Sean, Mr. Do the most. Keep doing the most. Anyway, Miss Boothang and Aunt King Enterprises. You still got prizes? Oh, we ain't losing them. King Enterprises.
He over here. This is never in the studio here. Danny Girl giving out good shots out. All the people, I definitely send my love and condolences to the victims of the Boston bombing, to the family of Charlie Wilson, definitely. And for those who are not into politics, to give you a heads up, he has been a pioneer for the Democratic Party. So definitely big ups to Congressman Charlie Wilson. And we definitely, I want to send my biggest heartfelt condolences to the family of Arthur Jones Jr. That was a complete sudden loss. And definitely I pray for his wife, kids, siblings, all of that, because that was definitely a huge, unexpected loss. So I know right now the Twin Cities got tears, and definitely want to hug the entire TC, because Arthur Jones Jr. was one of the biggest personalities in the TC. So rest in peace, my nigga.
Definitely. What's King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do the Most, a.k.a. Asshole? We in the building, Mixed Up Monday. You know how we do it, man. Hey, I'm going to give my shout out to my whole Soda Pop crew. I'm going to shout out to my girl holding me down when I act like a fucking asshole. Shout out to all the baby kids around here running around like rugrats and stuff. All in my motherfucking pain in my motherfucking ass. You know, shout out to my 100 baby mamas. Don't give me for no child support because I ain't paying shit. Shout out to, like I said, Boston, you know what I'm saying? We got y'all in our hearts. Shout out to all my kids in Portland. Shout out to my mom. Mom, lay your motherfucking ass down and get better. Shout out to Mecca, Next to Blow Radio, Rising Side Entertainment, Kingsman Entertainment, Londo Entertainment, Death Before Dishonor Entertainment, you know what I'm saying? Shout out to my brother-in-law, Flip Cuddy. Happy birthday, my nigga. I'm sorry I'm not down there getting fucked up with you, but you know what it is. King Sean, a.k.a. Mr. Do the Most, and get ready for tomorrow, because tomorrow is Turn It Up Tuesday, and we're getting the building turned up. You already know. Soda Pop Radio, ready that pop. Peace, love, and hair grease, and you know we got to do that blue magic. If there's anything else, we don't want to fuck with it.
Soda Pop Radio, radio that pop.
Hey, and this goes dedicated to all my girls out there that want to fuck with the king, but look, check this out.
What it is, ho? What it is, ho?
bomb. While I'm beating sand down your bomb. Boy, Mr. Unfidelity, what's the business, baby? I've been on you all day in the mall, Miss Lady. You looking good. I think I seen your ass in the hood. With your friends dressed up, trying to front you good. But anyway, don't drop a number or something, so I can call you later on your phone or something. Take you home, and maybe we can bone or something. There's no limit to what we do, cause tonight we cutting gut busted. I'm digging in your awesome vision. With your legs to the ceiling, catching nuts, I'm serious. You delirious, or might I say you taste so delicious. With your pretty brown skin, like I'm enjoying the kisses. And you a certified head doctor, number one scholar that takes dick in the ass and won't holler. Bend you over, and I'll follow you straight to the room, where it goes down lovely in the Legion of Doom. What it is, ho, or what's so? Can a nigga get in them good? Cut you up like you ain't been cooked. Show your ass how to really catch a nigga. Well, give me your number, and I'll call.
Popping, it ain't soda pop, 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 pop. Even though it's on the internet, it's still the radio. Shut the hell up and listen.
Soda Pop Radio.